Could you tell me a little bit about how you your family came to El Paso?
Oh, yeah. Family came from Ireland and Scotland. Texas before it was Texas. You ever see the movie The Rare Breed?
No,
Jimmy Stewart played in it, Maureen O'Hara played in it, and Brian O'Keefe played Bowen. Brought the first Herefords to the United States back in the mid-1800s. And that movie was about that little Hereford first.
Yeah.
First winner.
Mm-hmm.
But he managed to breed the Longhorns.
Oh.
Jimmy Stewart was out looking for that little bull and afraid he pulled it frozen to death. He finally found him dead. And he kept hoping that he had bred the Longhorns, and sure enough he had. He finally sees this little white-faced calf out of the hill. This Reuben movie, and they show up here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my ancestors. There's a lot of Bowen ranches here in Texas still.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice they all have that TB on. That's just the Bowens. That's our brand. And in Texas, the brand's registered per county.
Mm-hmm.
In each individual county, not just by the state. Now, we're also ranching in New Mexico. There, we have to add an equal sign to the back of our brand.
Oh.
Because in New Mexico, you can't just have a two-letter brand.
Mm-hmm.
You just say two-letter, two-symbol, whatever it takes to So, I think I'm the one furthest west, since I'm right on the state line here on the edge of Texas.
Yeah.
This ranch, I did not inherit this ranch. I started acquiring this ranch about 51 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I started work on this ranch when I was 7 years old, hauling water up into the mountains for the cattle on the mule train. And then I started cooking for the ranch. And that primarily was because the cook they had, he liked to drink a little. And he never used water, but clean the pans and just use sand. He grabbed a little bit of sand, throw it in there, and rub it around, bang it off in the jab. And I wasn't raised quite like that, so I wore some paint. And they got to her, and he showed me how to cook me all night. Learn about outside cooking, chuck wagon cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we still do that. We compete in a lot of Chuck Wagon cookoffs.
Have you won any prizes?
Yeah, we always win. Nothing else, we just outshine everybody else.
Who do you compete with?
All the other ranches.
In this area?
Texas, Oklahoma, all over.
Oh, okay.
Arizona, yeah, they come where it works, New Mexico. Yeah, they want to enter and they come from their place.
Mm-hmm.
They use the best. You really, you're going for bragging rights.
Did you know all your grandparents growing up?
Yeah. I even knew my mother and father. You know, a lot of people in El Paso can't say that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I knew my mother and father, knew my grandparents, and knew my great-grandparents.
What did you have, what kinds of names did you have for your grandparents? Like, familiar names?
There were a lot more named Robert, Joseph.
You mean you called them Robert and you called them by their
first
names?
Oh, no, what you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, like fun names.
They're just kids called Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
So it was nothing exceptional, really unique. It's just Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they wanted to be called. That's what we called them.
What about your grandmothers?
Just Grandma.
Mm-hmm. How about your parents? What names were your parents?